this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised several to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Psalm 137 from verse 1 to 4. Then the book of Job chapter 39 from verse 9 to 10. Psalm 137 from verse 1 to 4. And the book of Job chapter 35 verse 9 to 10. Are we there? Are we there? The Bible says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remember Zion. Verse 2. We hung our harps upon the willow. I want to pray for somebody. The occurrence that will make you to hang your harp will not happen to you in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, we hung our harp upon the willows in the midst thereof. Verse 3. For their day that carry us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us require us of a myth, saying, sing one of the song of Zion. Verse 4. Let's read verse 4 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Job 35, verse 9 to 10. By the reason of the multitude of oppression, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by the reason of the arms of the mighty. But none said, where is God my maker, who always gives a man in a nice season song? But none said, where is God my maker, who give a song in the night? I've been ministering a subject I've titled, sing your song, don't hang your harp. Say it after me. Sing your song, don't hang your harp. Say it now. I'd like to start by saying that there are three supernatural dimensions of God that always unsettle the devil. Three supernatural dimensions of God that always create panic in the kingdom of darkness. There are three mysteries of God, three mysteries of the kingdom of God that are too deep and too profound for the devil to understand. There are three deep mysteries of God that are too deep and too profound for who to understand? For the devil to understand. John chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible says, for the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. By this scripture we know that the devil does not know all mysteries of God. There are some dimensions of God that the devil does not know. If you read that scripture in NIV, let's read NIV. John 1:5, NIV. Is somebody there? Praise the Lord. The light shines in darkness, but the dark
darkness has not understood it. So the devil does not understand all mysteries of God. This one should make you happy. The devil is limited. He does not understand all mysteries of God. The devil is not omniscient. Matthew chapter 13 verse 11. The Bible says, because it has been given unto you to know the mysteries. If you go back to KJV. To know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them that are without, which includes the devil, they don't know it. So the devil is limited. So there are three dimensions of God. Stay with me this morning. There are three mysteries of God that the devil does not understand, that create panic in the kingdom of darkness. And any man that operates in these three dimensions, these three mysteries of God, you also create panic in the kingdom of darkness. See you here. Number one, mysteries of God that creates panic in the kingdom of darkness is the mystery of the cross and of the blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 7 to 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 7 to 8. Look at what the Bible says. But we speak the wisdom of God in what? In a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 8. Kaya. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified. The devil is limited. He does not understand all dimensions of God. He does not understand all the mysteries of God. Should I shock you? You know more than the devil. You know more than the devil. The number one deep mysteries of God that creates panic in the kingdom of darkness is what? The mystery of the cross. The devil did not know what his support and his sponsoring of the death of Jesus will result into believers. He did not know. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12 tells us all what the death of Jesus has delivered unto us. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to what? This morning you will receive power. This morning you will receive riches. This morning you will receive wisdom. This morning you will receive strength. This morning you will receive honor. This morning you will receive glory. This morning you will receive blessing. Of all the dimensions of God that the devil knows, this one is missing in his CV. The mystery of the cross and of the blood. Kumasa. So is any man that operates in this particular dimension, you also create panic and you become a mystery to the devil. See here. See here. So as you take communion today, you will receive power. You will receive riches. You will receive honor. You receive glory, you receive blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two dimensions of God, number two mysteries that create panic in the kingdom of darkness is the mystery of love. Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. Now, look at me. This is the installed capacity of every child of God. If you carry a Bible that is the word of Jesus in red, this particular verse will be in red. It was not a parable. It was not spoken by an apostle. It was spoken by who? Jesus himself. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemy. This is a dimension that is advanced, not ordinary level. The devil does not understand the language. He does not understand the mystery of love. His kingdom is confused. A man that shows love confuses the enemy. The devil understands when you hate those that hate you. He understands. He doesn't have problem with that. The devil understands when you refuse to bless those who are causing you. He understands. The devil does not understand the dimension that can make a man to bless those who are causing him. He does not. It is not his language. The devil does not speak this language. He does not operate in this dimension. The devil does not understand how you will do good to somebody that hates you. The devil does not understand how you will pray for somebody that is using you. And I always say, it is better to be used than to be useless. Hey, they are using me. It better be used than be useless. And unfortunately, a lot of believers, we are at this realm. We are not yet at this realm, rather. I will show you the dimension that the devil understands. Exodus chapter 21, verse 24. Exodus 21, 24. Deuteronomy 19, 21. Deuteronomy 19, 21. High for high. Tooth for tooth. Hand for hand. Foot for foot. Can we read it in New Living Translation? This is the dimension and the language the devil understands. Anybody that lives above this realm, the devil doesn't understand. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. Hand for hand. And a foot for foot. Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 21. Let's read it in New Living Translation. You must show no pity for the guilty. Your rule should be life for life, high for high, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. This is the language of the devil. This is not how we live in the kingdom. But unfortunately, there are many believers that live like this in the kingdom. They are so clannish and vindictive. Clan, from the word clan, you are clannish. Of course, you are born again, but in your DNA, there is ohanese in your DNA. So you are attracted to help and do good to those from ohanese. Although you are born again, there is odua in your DNA. Any other tribe of believers, they are not believers. It's only I won't be at that. Hey, you baba, I'm a trust you baba. I trust you. And many of us, you are born again. There is Arewa in your blood, Fulani in your blood, S-men in your blood. Praise the Lord. So clannish. This is the second dimension the devil does not understand. The dimension of love. When we speak in love, we confuse the enemy. But when you greet those that greet you, you are at O level. The devil understands you. He did not buy my ipele. I will not buy sipele. The devil understands you. He did not come for my function. I will not go for his function. Our function. You are operating at O level. The devil understands you. You are not a panic creator in the kingdom of darkness. You are ordinary. No, I don't care how long you speak in tongue. He's not greeting me. I will also not greet him. You are ordinary level. You do me, I do you. God, not the verse. God, the verse. All not in verse in singing. Hallelujah. This is not how we live in the kingdom. We operate by love. Jesus Christ on the cross said in Luke chapter 23 verse 24, he said, forgive them. That is strange. That is what? Strange. That is strange. Very strange. You are asking for the forgiveness of people who are nailing you to the cross. They are nailing you, but God is sending you.
Pastor Van told us first Sunday of the month. The devil does not know all things. You need to understand this scripture. Stay with me this morning. The devil does not understand all mysteries. He does not know all mysteries. Hallelujah. The number three dimensions of God that create panic in the kingdom of darkness, the number three mystery is the mystery of joy. Somebody say the mystery of joy. James chapter 1 verse 2. The New Living Translation. Now, look at me. Joy is a proof that the kingdom of God is a kingdom that is contrary to nature. I've said it before that the kingdom of God, the gospel of Christ, is what? It's a contrarian gospel. A gospel that always requires the practitioner to behave in a manner that is contrary to natural man. And the measure of a man's spirituality is measured by how much his behavior is contrary to natural man, natural senses. Look at what the scripture says. He said, dear brothers and sisters, when trouble comes your way, the way you are supposed to respond to a troubled life is with joy. Does that make sense? Answer me now. Does that make sense? Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Joy is not natural. Joy is supernatural. It's not. It's not natural. It's what? It's supernatural. Because it is supernatural, it can only be explained from the angle of the supernatural for a man to respond to a troubled marriage with joy. To respond to delay in marriage with joy. To respond to missed opportunity with joy. It can only be supernatural. Whoever tells you joy is natural lies. Joy is supernatural. Joy is one of the proof that the gospel of Christ is a contrarian one. It's a one that requires you to do or act in a manner that is contrary to reasoning. Joy is not the natural and reasonable response to a troubled life. It is not. The devil prescription for devil's response to a troubled life is one, weeping. Endless weeping. When you are troubled, your marriage, your job, your children, when you weep, the devil understands you. You are fulfilling satanic agenda. He loves you. If that is your response, you are a natural man. After weeping, another way the devil expects us to respond to a troubled life is depression. Someone say depression. Particularly a persistent troubled life in which you have prayed and prayed. So the way the devil expects us to respond is number one, weeping and crying. Number two, number three is suicide. Number four is blasphemy. That is the ultimate goal of the devil. When you say God is no longer working. And you are looking for alternative. You are moving from mountain to mountain. That is the way the devil wants you to respond. But it is supernatural to respond to troubles with joy. And that is the mystery of the kingdom of God. Joy is deep. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 3 to 4. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Look at how a natural man responded to a troubled life here. When David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families. See, what has happened to your own family that is making you to respond with weeping and crying, making you to respond with depression, making you to respond with tears, making you to respond with suicidal thoughts? There was a particular man, a doctor, that died somewhere on Tomelan Bridge in Lagos. I think last year. How many of you remember that particular story? He just left a church, got to Tomelan Bridge, removed his doctor's suit, and jumped into the lagoon. The devil said, joy is not the way to respond to trouble life. You better end it and go to heaven. That is if you get there. When David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their family, verse 4, they wept and wept and wept. Take it back to KJV. And wept and wept until they had no more power. So you need power to weep. So one of the things weeping does for a man is that it drains you of your strength. That is why the joy of the Lord is your strength. But the weeping of the devil drains you of strength. Because you need power to weep. Hallelujah. There is a story of a particular lady. I heard it from God's servant Reverend George Adegboye. Of a particular lady that lost something. I don't know whether a relationship or lost or bereaved. But this lady, her story became interesting because she refused to be consoled. And she was crying, expectedly, crying every day. Cry for the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth. Cry for 1 week. She cried for 2 weeks. Every day, morning and evening, she will go out, come back. But see, the habit, the way she gets herself emotionally satisfied is by crying. And she will cry in the morning, cry at night, cry in the morning, cry at night, cry in the morning. Crying was her breakfast, crying was her dinner. Or tea break. This lady cried, people of God, for 3 months, non-stop. After 90 days, she woke up and she was not seeing well. They took her to the hospital, true life story. Took her to the hospital, gave her some drug. To cut the long story short, this woman became blind. She cried herself to blindness. And the devil will say, well done. Because that is the natural way to respond to a troubled life. But joy is supernatural. God says, when trouble comes, see it as an opportunity for what? Not just small joy, but great joy. See, I hear. Let me tell us 3 things as I close that joy is. Number one, 3 things that joy is. Number one, joy is primarily and scripturally a fruit of the Spirit. That's one we have had several times. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Is love. The fruit of the Spirit is what? So joy is primarily and scripturally what? What? A fruit of the Spirit. And because it is a fruit of the Spirit, there is only one way to receive, exhibit, or bear the fruit of anything that belongs to the Spirit. You must be engrafted in the true vine if you want to bear the fruit called joy. So if a man is not born again and says, I am born again, and says, I have joy, that is not joy. Is it joy? That is excitement. That is temporal. Job chapter 20 verse 5. Job chapter 20 Verse 5.
The triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is for but a moment. Whoever says I have joy and has not been engrafted to the vine called Jesus, that you can't have joy. What you have is excitement. Can we read this scripture in the Message Bible Translation? Message Bible Translation. Hallelujah. The good times of the wicked are short-lived. Godless joy is only momentary. So, what is joy? Primarily, scripturally, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 37 to 38. The Bible tells us how to get anything that the Spirit has to offer. Acts of the Apostles 2, 37 to 38. Go back to KJV. Now when they had this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Look at verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift, and you shall receive the fruit of the Spirit. There is only one way to receive anything that is of the Spirit. You must become Spirit yourself. So if you have not accepted Jesus, you cannot have joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy is called the fruit of salvation. Psalm 51 verse 12, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. So joy is a precipitate of salvation. Joy is a precipitate, a fruit, a product of true repentance. If you have ever given your life to Christ, you will discover that the moment you gave your life to Christ, you will receive joy. True of us. True of us. I can't hear this truth. Is he born again? I remember when I gave my life to Christ at Olu Ibukun Foundation. At Kongi. Not a very popular ministry. My mentor took me there. A colleague of mine, our chaplain, chapel prefect. He said, Lolade, today you must give your life to Christ. And took me, I can't even remember the name, the face of the man I met at Olu Ibukun Foundation. And that man prayed for me and said, you want to give your life to Christ? I said, yes. And he prayed for me. And I felt so much joy. So much joy that we wanted to board a vehicle. I told Kayode, I said, we are not board, we will trek. So that you can explain to me. We had money. I said, Kayode, don't leave me like this. Just continue to explain this Jesus to me. And we didn't know where we got to Agbadagbodo. At Adeoyo there. We were trekking and I was filled with joy. A week later, I did my sinner's cry at Bible Life Holiness Ministry. You did not do sinner's cry. You didn't do sinner's cry. The following week, I met another brother that I share my faith with. I've given my life to Christ. He said, how? At Olupuku Foundation. What did they do? I said, the man just said, say after me. He said, say after me. Did you cry? I said, I didn't cry. He said, you have not. Is he born again? He said, follow me to my church. There is a way we treat. That is why some of you are not granted. The way you got born again is suspect. You know, if you download your Facebook or YouTube, suspect is correct English. A week after, I went to Bible Life. They said, those I want to give their life to Christ, come out. I came out again. Because they told us that you must do sinner's cry. Because their scripture for salvation is that godly sorrow worketh repentance. So if you have not sorrow with evidence of crying for your sin, oh, see, born again. So they pack all of us after the service, those of us that came out. It's a special service. So that you will take Jesus seriously. So after the service, those of us that give our life to Christ, they pack us on the altar. We go see Lord, why be the service? You begin to cry. Where their worm diet not? They will come. There are guys that will come around you and be speaking to your ear. Sister, cry. One finger will burn in hell for 1,000 years. And we see ladies. Where their worm diet not? They will move from mouth to nose. God, forgive me. And people started crying. Because I wanted to leave. A bit of cry. Because they will not release you until you cry. They will not. They won't let you go.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So please give your life to Christ properly. Number two, quickly, because of time. What is number one thing that joy is? Primarily and scripturally. You have heard all this one before. You see, let me make a confession. This timetable Baba fixed does not favor me. Because everything about joy has been preached. I was telling Pastor Shola, I said, this is a tight corner now. There is nothing I mentioned that you have not heard before. So I'm just making it very easy. I'm just doing summary. Praise the Lord. I hope you are getting blessed. Joy, number two, joy is a growth and harvest enhancer. What is joy? Joel chapter 1 verse 12. And Psalm 126 verse 5. Now, one of the strange powers of joy is that joy is a catalyst for growth and a sequel for harvest. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also. Palm tree does not dry up easily. But for this palm tree to dry up, it wasn't lack of rain, it was lack of joy. From this scripture we understand that harvests are wasted, not because of lack of rain, but lack of joy. Because joy is withered away. Fruitfulness is a function of joyfulness. Fruitlessness is a function of joylessness. The measure of fruit you have is a measure of joy that you exhibit, that is in you. Give a joyless teacher the job of coaching your child, that child will write nonsense. Teens die without joy. Give a pastor 250 members, those 250 will become 25 in 25 days. Joyless pastor. Employ joyless people to your company. That company will run dry because they are joyless people. I went to, when we were looking for a job, there's a place they call Otto Anderson at Victoria Island. There's an outfit, a consulting firm. That was the first time I saw a receptionist par excellence. I am not sure that she was the highest paid person in that organization. But we didn't go beyond that reception. But the lady was fantastic. Attending to 4, 5, 6 people at the same time with joy. And after attending to us, we went to sit down and she called us again. Said, please, could you please come? Please, how may I help you further? That was the first time I heard it from somebody in a public service or in an office. Calling OT discharge you are. But we were confused. We didn't know. We still felt we needed more help. And she saw us afar. And she was attending. She was on phone. She was on fax. She was on so many things. I said, please, could you, please, gentlemen, could you please come? Please, how may I help you further? Hey! Oh, they call the MD. Some people, I want you about to cook one. Give a joyless businessman 5 million naira to do pure water business in dry season. Oh, my, run short. Because things don't die for lack of rain, they die because of lack of joy. The beauty of a single lady will not fly, will not sail if you are joyless. It is not makeup that makes you fine. It is joy, hope. So help me tell the lady beside you, your makeup is fine, but please, joy, hope. Hallelujah. Fruitfulness is a function of joyfulness. Fruitlessness is a product of joylessness. Genesis chapter 29, verse 17. Let me show something here before I leave this point. I go to the last point, then we close. What makes people hope is not makeup, it is joy up. Leah was what? See, that tender high is not a compliment. If you were to translate this particular scripture to Yoruba, you yourself, Bawa Sheko, Leah she je elenyiju ege. Go and read it in Yoruba Bible. The Bible says, Oju Leah ko si rewa. That is the way you say her. Check your Bible. If you have phone, go to somebody is checking for me. Thank God. Oju Leah ko si rewa. See. I have read the story of Jacob. Why Jacob keep insisting? And then tell Niki fe in your fe. The expression of this Leah was tender high was the expression of the joylessness on the countenance of Leah, not her makeup. Consistently, Leah wear or wore a joyless disposition. And you, Jacob was a born again child of God. Emma Pami. No, the leapers told us that if Holy Spirit tells him that this is who to marry, and that person is frowning, kilo man say, "Kwa kwa mashi, I'm at lock badu again." Praise the Lord. Yes, you read. I want to come wabami wa. Oju lia kosi lia wa. If you read it in Living Bible translation, it says, there is no sparkle in the face of Leah. So it is not a function of figure. It's an expression of the joylessness on the face of Leah. Things die with that joy. Suitor runs away with that joy. Relationship die with that joy. I hope you know that one of the weakness or weaknesses of marriage is that marriage cannot make you happy on its own. Some people say, "Akinse marry, kinse wa layo, oh le layo." By the joy you, God's servant has told us, the joy you get in marriage is the one you bring in yourself. Ti wo gan fe, wo gan wa di alawada, wa pa yawo elerin. Wona be daddy wa, spraying you to, you do it. Whether by acting, whether mechanically, you do some things to oil happiness in marriage. It doesn't just because man and woman met and they live happily ever after. You were kindergarten here. You make sacrifices. The joy of the Lord. You encourage your partner, your spouse. Now don't just think it will just be, oh come on, Rosie, the galaxy. Just like that. What is that? What is that? body gay. Little wonder Jacob said, "I will serve another 7 years to marry a joyful lady." So it is not because Leah was not qualified to the marriage. That tender high was not a compliment. It was a weakness. It was an expression of the joylessness on the face and countenance of Leah. Little wonder she was delayed. There was no joy in the heart. There was no joy on the face. Always frowning. If they call you Iron Lady, it's not a compliment. Honestly speaking, it's not. Don't take it as a compliment. Ha, tough woman. A woman, timber and caliber, one batty, a girl on here. I like that lady, she's blonde. You know, I'm buying a fair Nigeria. Sorry, oh, off it. Aisha Yesufu, Talokwe. You know her? You prefer her? Things die. Let's mention the last one and go. Number three. Joy is the ability to sing. You know, I titled this message, sing your song, don't hang your harp. As you partake of this communion, things in your life that has made you to drop your harp, that has made you to drop your instrument of praise, those things will drop off your life in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration. God will cause you to rejoice. God will cause you to rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Joy is the ability to sing in what? In the night or in a strange land. Job chapter 35 verse 10. Joy is a state of constant happiness and gladness that transcends a man's earthly reality. Joy is what? It's a state of constant happiness, glee, and gladness that what? That transcends a man's earthly reality. Your earthly reality may not suggest that you should be rejoiced. You should rejoice. But the scripture says, none said, where is God my maker? Who? So God expects joy even in your night season. I want to preach to somebody this morning. I don't know the night season you are going through. There will be reason for you to rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. See, there is none of us here that will not have an encounter with a season called night. Go see. All of us, we have an encounter with night. But when our night season comes, God expects us to continue to sing our song and not to hang our harp. That is why joy is not natural. Joy is supernatural. Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 17 to verse 18. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail. These are expression of disappointment. These are expression of dashed expectation. These are expression of unexpected results, unfulfilled dreams. But it says, yes, in verse 18, I will rejoice. That is joy. Joy is not natural. It is supernatural. And you are also not natural. You are supernatural. See, somebody say, Pastor, why can I, how do you expect me to sing in my night season? I'll tell you one reason. God's servant told us one. In the first Sunday of this month, he said, whatever God allows, he also uses. You remember? Those are the understanding that can make your joy to sing in tribulation. Just as faith can sing in tribulation, joy can also sing in tribulation. Once you have yourself with this understanding that whatever God allows, he also uses. And number two understanding is that every occurrence that God allows has two components. How many components? The number one is the pleasing component. What is number one? When the pleasing component of your current happens, you begin to dance and begin to sing. You you begin to sing. Whatever song you want to sing, you begin to sing.
The second component of any occurrence allowed by God is the purpose component. When it is not good, it is purpose component. When it is good, it is blessing component. I round up by telling you this story.
2012-2013, I was invited, I've shared the story before, by one of the leading examination body in Nigeria to do review, item review, syllabus review of a particular subject. And I was the least in book, that is, in qualification on that table. We had retired provost of Federal College of Education, doctors, PhD holder on that table, quite elderly. And we began to work. I discovered there was a particular man. I used to think I was very lively and I could crack joke until I met this elderly man, close to around 65. And this man will not let us rest. An Igbo man, always rejoicing, always making us to laugh, always singing while walking. And all of us will laugh. After walking, if he sees there's a silence, he will crack joke, all of us will laugh. But one thing I noticed about him was that almost every 10 or 15 minutes, he will rise up to go to the toilet to wee. I'll come and sit down again. After 15 minutes, he will say, Anamacholu. I don't know the meaning of Anamacholu. So sometimes he said that, Omawashiorishe, that is the meaning in Yoruba. I dey look for work, I don't find work. Anamacholu. The man will say, Anamacholu, all of us will laugh. And that one went on for days. So about the fourth or fifth day, one of the friends of that man did not know when he said to doctor, he said, doctor, how is your, what is this one? Yeah, how is your prostate cancer? Everybody on that table paused. So this man that is making us to laugh for the past 4 days, saying Anamacholu, cracking jokes and singing song, is battling with a prostate cancer. And the man said, we bless God. Oregugwan on that table. We bless God. That is why joy is not natural. Joy is supernatural. The purpose of the devil, apart from your faith, is to steal your joy. Sing your song. God will not promise that there will not be nice season. But he says that even in your nice season, sing your song and don't hang your harp. He said, those that carry up captive require us a song to sing. Sing your song and don't hang your harp. Shall we rise up on our feet?
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.